Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 564. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Chilly outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, it's my computer say.
We're live.
40 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, so we're live at Game Stitch Studio. It's nice and cold. Yeah. Got your hoodie on.
Yeah, I think the high today, it's only like 62 or 67. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll probably hoodie it up all day. I do have a work appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The hoodie's not the most appropriate attire for work.
I was about to ask you, are you going to be wearing the hoodie to work, or are you going to just be cold wearing a light jacket?
I'll probably do a light jacket with a polo because I'm professional.
Do you have like a work jacket? Specifically, this is, I only wear this for work.
I guess kind of, because usually like if I'm not working, I will put a hoodie on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a jacket that ends, it's not like a designated work jacket, but I end up pretty much only wearing it at work because I usually will wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
You know, it's Sunday, it's football today. It'd be nice. Just throw on a Titans hoodie. Just go out. But it just, I don't know. There's something about, you know, with my job, I feel like there's a real middle ground, right? I can't show up in like Gucci shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think it looks bad when I show up in like jeans and a t-shirt.
Right.
You know, I do believe that there is like a middle ground that makes people comfortable. Like, I mean, we shop with our eyes, right? So if somebody shows up and they look trashy and dirty and, you know, a mess, you're going to be less likely to want to hand them a check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something to being professional, put together, organized, or at least appearing organized in my case. You know, there's something to those things, and I just can't bring myself. I've gotten ready for work before, put a t-shirt on, like just my undershirt, and been like, you know, solid color shirt with jeans, looks fine. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Gotta slide that polo on. It's also my safety blanket. I'm a two shirts guy. I'm a polo guy. It's where I'm most comfortable. Now, when I started, I was doing slacks. I do alternate between slacks and jeans now, or like a, not like a, like an active pant, I guess it should, like a golf pant.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that sometimes, depending on my customer, that does feel a little too fancy.
Right. Do you remember going into the mall, like back in the day, let's say in your 20s or teens, and everyone pretty much you worked in went to, had uniforms?
Like the places that the employers?
Yeah, you'd go into a GameStop or you go into American Eagle and they pretty much would have a specific uniform so you could tell who worked there. Mm-hmm. And then slowly, like American Eagle and Gap, they started letting them wear the clothes. Even like at where we both worked at Journeys, I mean, they had a specific uniform they had to wear, like an attire. They couldn't just wear whatever.
When I was manager of GameStop, my dress code literally said business casual for GameStop. No jeans allowed, and your shirt had to be collared at a GameStop.
Yeah.
I walk in now, there's inevitably always like a 20-year-old, either guy or girl at the counter, who both look like they just came to work in their Pikachu pajamas.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah, screen tee, whatever kind of hat.
Yeah, nose pierced, boobs hanging out, blue hair. None of that was allowed when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is telling... I had to have a conversation with one of my associates when I ran a GameStop because she was showing too much cleavage.
Mm.
And the last time I was in a GameStop, I mean, the girl had them like out resting on the counter.
Yeah, I went to one in Virginia and the girl had like basically one of them brassier things.
Yeah.
And she had like, she more like a gothic, but I mean, they were all out and she was a pretty chunky chick.
Yeah, the last one I saw,
skirt she had on.
Completely just like out resting on the counter while she was on a phone that clearly wasn't a work call with, and she had like green hair, nose pierce, whatever. I don't care what anybody does. That's fine. I wasn't offended by any of that. The point is it's crazy how far it's changed.
Yeah. When I started at Babbage's before GameStop, we had to wear slacks, dress shoes,
button up, I had to wear slacks.
And then we had to tuck our shirt in.
I remember when it changed to jeans and you would have thought that they gave everybody a pay raise.
Yeah.
I mean, the place like erupted.
Yeah, no, at Journeys, we were able to wear jeans and we had to wear a dress shirt or a button up or a polo shirt. And then they started letting people wear t-shirts, and then it had to be t-shirts that we sold. But then people were like, well, if we, I'm buying a shirt and I'm only wearing it for, if we sell out and I only have it for 3 months, I can't wear that shirt no more. No, you have to buy the newest shirt. Like, well, I'm not buying like shirts that we have all the time. It's not fair.
Yeah. But where I drew the line is I don't like to tuck my shirt in.
Yeah.
And GameStop required your shirt be tucked in and you wear a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd wear the belt, but I wouldn't tuck the shirt in.
Right, or you just tuck the front of it in real quick when the boss shows up.
I didn't tuck anything in because I was that guy. He called me and said, I'm on my way, and I wouldn't tuck my shirt in.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, I know your shirt needs to be tucked in. I said, if that's the only thing you can find I'm doing wrong, I think we're in good shape. And he's like, just tuck your shirt in. I'm like, not going to happen. If you want to fire the best store manager you have because he won't tuck his shirt in, then good luck with that.
Mm.
I would never act that way now. I want everybody to know I was an asshole then at work. Wouldn't act that way now.
Well, according to our friend Marshall 205, you're still an asshole.
Well, that's because he sucks. So that's, you know what? His opinions, I just throw them right in the trash. Just right in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was for sure. And he was a kiss ass then and a kiss ass now.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. That's how he rolls. He just slides in there and puckers up.
Oh, I was defiant.
Yeah, I was defiant. I was smart. I was arrogant. I wouldn't like me then. Like the me that I am now, I would not like me very much. I mean, there's no doubt some of the things I did were probably pretty funny, but there's no doubt that I made probably multiple people's life way more complicated than it needed to be for no gain.
Yeah. My first three district managers at Journeys out of the 8 years I was there were great. Never had any issues with them. The last two, had issues with them left and right.
Yeah. I mean, there comes a point where, like, as an adult, you realize, like, that whole pick and choose your battles is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to pick them all.
Yeah.
You know, I used to pick them just because I could. And that's not healthy for anybody. I'm sure I created multiple drinking problems. And also, you know, and this is the thing you really don't think about when you're younger, but I probably influenced other people in their management career to think that kind of behavior was okay.
Yeah.
You know, there were probably people that worked with me that then went out, branched out, became managers, and then acted that way. My way or the highway, kick rocks, you know, that was just it.
So you're taking credit for creating Dan?
Well, no, Dan was an asshole when he showed up. So that doesn't count. I inherited Dan.
Inherited Dan.
He was an asshole when I got there. And
did he rub off on you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like me and Dan were pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
But we were both pretty arrogant. Also, we dominated. So when you're already a little bit arrogant and then you're put in a position to like win, it just.
Yeah.
You know, you forget where you came from. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm glad that I went through that, I guess. I'm not necessarily proud of how I was as a manager back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that it would have put me in a different position if I could go back and do it all over again. But I do hope that there aren't still people out there that I worked with thinking that that's the right way to be.
Yeah.
I thought I always had the best idea. I was always right. You couldn't tell me anything. That's not, I typically don't have the best idea. Most people don't. You know, I typically don't know. Like there's so many ways to do the same thing, and it doesn't matter how you get there 95% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't be told that. And I bucked the system just to buck it because I knew better, because I was smarter, I was faster, I was stronger. And it's just, you know, there's no reason for it. And maybe you just chalk it up to youth, but I wish I had done better back then.
Yeah. I remember I had my district manager. The first one came, hired me, left like 2 months later. Another one comes in. He's there for a year. he quits. And then third one comes and they say, hey, whatever you learned from the last two district managers, they're telling you wrong, do it this way. Then he leaves. Another district, a year later, new district manager comes in. The vitamin shop one, when you know. He comes in, tells me same thing. Hey, whatever you learned from the other guys, they suck. Don't learn from them, bro. I'll teach you the right way. He's there for a year. He quits. Another guy comes in. He tells me same thing. I said, man, I was like, and he was the last one that was there, that when I was there with. And I told him, hey, look, I've done heard this multiple times. I was like, 1 year when you quit and leave, the next district manager is going to tell me everything you taught me is going to, don't listen to it. It sucks. You don't know what you're doing. I said, just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing up here. I don't have any issues. The store runs fine. We're great. Just leave me alone. And we had issues ever since then. That was like pretty much right off the bat.
When you started in management, do you feel like you got it pretty well right away? Like, did you have people above you that showed you the right way to do it?
Oh, I started. You may not know this, but I started at 17 years old. I was a manager at Burger King and Finish Line at the same time. I was doing both. So I was like, basically like a key holder.
Do you feel like you were a good manager?
No, not then.
You know, because that's what the problem. So I worked for, you know, I was a customer who became a friend to the store manager. He hired me part time. And then I just like was on this whirlwind of getting promoted, but I didn't have any experience. Mm-hmm. And the only job I'd ever had was a factory job where they don't require anything out of you.
Yeah.
You know, other than to show up and do the task. And so, you know, I didn't know how to do it. And him and I spent all of our time goofing off and hanging out. And so, mm-hmm. you know, he's still somebody that I like to this day. We're not in touch, but I like him as a person, but he didn't show me the right way to do it. I didn't know how to do it. You know, he was one of those bosses that just did it himself to make sure it was done right.
Right.
And that's also a terrible way to be. And, I just didn't have a good example. You know, I didn't know. I only know I was doing bad. Like when I started to figure out, and I worked for people along the way who were good. And I worked for people along the way who were terrible, who showed me the wrong way to do things too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes that's as helpful as working for somebody that's good. I've learned so much from bad managers. Yeah.
Yeah. You learn the things not to do. That's how I think the first few years I got a management job at Burger King. And then the store manager there was good. And so she helped me a little bit, but she only had me for maybe like 4 or 5 months until they moved me on my own. So I was running the Burger King in Oak Grove. The little one was connected to the gas station. I ran that for about 2 years. Then I moved to the mall, ran that one for about a year. Then they moved me to another one, which is smaller volume. And they're saying, well, we're revamping everything. So the managers that have seniority wise, we're going to give them the job. So you're no longer a store manager. We're going to move you down to a third tier manager at like our slowest store. I'm like, why? Well, that's seniority. We're going to put all the managers, the guy got to pick. And since you're the most recent one promoted, you get the last choice. I was like, but I've been a store manager for about 3 years now, running stores, and you're going to demote me to the third key? Really? And I was like, whatever. And so I quit and became a manager at Goodies.
Just think of how your life might have been shaped differently had you kept your store manager role at Burger King.
I know. I wouldn't have met my wife because the next job I got was manager at Journeys. I mean, at Goodies, and that's where I met her.
Isn't it weird? I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but isn't it weird how things like that work out?
Mm-hmm.
Like you in the moment, you were probably hurt. You were upset. You felt like you were done wrong. And that one decision that someone made without ever thinking about you when they made it, like helped shape your entire life.
Yeah. Same thing with her. She'll tell people that she applied at Dillard's and she applied at Goodies, and Goodies called first. Goodies offered her whatever the pay was at the time. Dillard's called her like a week later, offered her the job at more money, like $2 or $3 more an hour. And this is back when minimum wage was to like $7.25 for us, and managers were getting like $8.50 or something, $9. So they were offering her like $11, $12 an hour to work there. And she's like, you know what? And she's at that time was pretty religious, and she just said God told her to stay, that keep where she's at now.
It's crazy that those like twists of fate really do influence your whole life. Also, for those unaware, Dillard's and Goodies are both clothing stores if you don't have those or have never seen those.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Goodies doesn't exist anywhere.
Yeah. They had one up in, what was it, Springfield, and I think they closed down recently.
And Dillard's is a, I would think, a staple in most of your big malls, but just in case people don't know.
Yeah, it's similar to a Macy's.
Yes. So. Like a lame Macy's.
Yeah. I see, yeah, my my best manager experience would probably be in the store manager at Champs, who's still there now.
Yeah, he has been a manager for a very long time.
Yeah, I got hired with him back in 1993, Champs.
And I will say that you don't do a job for that long for that many district managers if you're not good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never worked for him, but I would probably agree with you just based on his longevity.
Yeah, he's been a training manager, so they send managers to his store just to train, and they send them off to elsewhere. They'll have a manager in like Knoxville come to his store, and they'll put him up in a hotel, and for like weeks, just to train.
Well, if you've been listening for a long time, we talked about GameStop early on when we started, but you know, I think you age out of something like a GameStop, right? You don't want to roll in there and see like a 65-year-old dude behind the counter.
Yeah,
especially if we're used to like green hair, tits out. I'm going to be a letdown to you.
Yeah.
But there's something about, like, he's been at that shoe store for so long. Everybody knows him now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll never age out of that job. He could do it as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Because people come in asking for him, or even if they don't want to mess with him, they come over and hug him. Like, I walk by and see people going up to him just, you know.
Talking.
Yeah.
Chatting.
He's not going to help them, but they're going to come talk shit with him.
I mean, if I go in the mall, he's there, I'll stop and talk to him. I haven't worked for him in 20 years.
Yeah. And so it's kind of neat that he's like, by doing a good job and being there for his employees and customers, he's almost facilitated a job for as long as he wants one.
A couple months ago, I was in the mall and I seen somebody used to shop at Journeys when I was at Journeys. And he was like, "Oh man, you're back working." I was like, "Dude, I haven't worked there in forever."
Also, Journeys looks like you have to be under 23 years old to work there.
Yeah, they can't. Every time I'll say I go to mall probably. I've been out of that, I said Genesco, Journeys or whatever, for about 5 years. And every time I go in there, there's somebody new.
Dude, they can't get young enough over there.
No.
Every time I roll by, they look like a confused high school kid accidentally stumbled in there and put a backpack on.
Mm-hmm. And even the kids' store, same way.
I don't even usually go down that far. Also, for everyone, our mall sucks.
Yeah.
And you should just know, I guess I would describe it as a thriving mall that's terrible. So we're not one of those like dead rising malls. Like our stores are mostly all full all the time,
mm-hmm.
but they all just kind of suck.
It does. And the malls are, it's a Governor Square, and there's like 50 Governor Square malls out there. They're all owned by the same person. So if you ever go to a mall and it has the same lay like Simon Mall or Governor mm-hmm. Square Mall, it's owned by the same people. And they're pretty much laid out the same way all the time.
Yeah, it's just a mall-ass mall. Like there's nothing spectacular about it. There's nothing it's doing different than any other mall that you've ever been in. I will say the upkeep, I guess, has been a little better there than some of the ones I see, but it's because they've been able to keep stores in.
Mm-hmm.
But those flagship stores have pretty much stayed along the way.
Yeah,
Dillard's.
Seems like every time I go in there, though, there's a store closed.
Yeah, they're like building something new now. When I was there, and I hadn't been there in forever, and I had to stop by to look for something, and it still sucks.
Yeah.
And they have that fucking train that drives around.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that.
How do they make any money off that? Except. It drives around. There's always like one kid inside with the parents. So I'm like,
well, because there's no upkeep once you start. So, I mean, you buy the golf cart and the trailers behind it. And then in its heyday, it probably did good. There's also that stupid trampoline jump thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. As a kid, I love the mall. I actively avoid a mall now if I can.
Yeah. I pretty much, if I have to go, I go to the store I need to go to, whatever exit it's at. And, well, if I ours, because I know where to go. Or even Opry Mills. If I know I'm going to Opry Mills to the Lego store, I park by the food court, walk right to the Lego store, and turn around, walk right back out.
Well, the Lego store at Opry Mills is pretty convenient.
Yeah.
Because you can bust ass right through that food court right to it. And if you wanted food, you can grab food, go to it, or grab the Lego, grab food, and go to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pretty damn convenient. There's a bathroom right there if you need it. Like, everything is, you can make a straight shot.
Yeah.
Now, which is kind of nice.
Sometimes when I go, my wife likes them the Apple store with the chocolate apples. So she's like, how can you get me Apple? I'm like, oh my God, I have to walk all the way around the other side of the mall to get your Apple.
I think the answer is no, because it could not be. That is the opposite of located well.
Well, I've had to tell her multiple times. I'm like, I'm not going on that side of the mall. And it's like, it's going to take me 30 minutes just to walk around to get there.
Now, you won't go get her an Apple?
No, I do.
Every time.
I would say 90% of the time I've gotten Apple. There's been a few times I said no.
Yeah, you got to get the Apple.
Yeah, I usually do.
I mean, I get that you don't want to walk over there, but you got to go get that Apple. Because if you went to the place with the thing that I wanted and you just couldn't be bothered to go get the thing for me, but you got the thing for you, it pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you to go to like another building.
Yeah.
It's there. Yeah, you got to get the Apple.
No, I do. Me and my dad went there. Was it last weekend or the weekend before? We went there. He wanted to walk around us. We walked by and I was, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get her an Apple since I'm here.
Does she have a go-to or do you just any of them?
No, it's she has a go-to.
Oh, so there's a specific one. So you know what to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I get it, she's pretty much, oh my God, you thought of me. Yay.
Yeah, you should always get the Apple. There's really zero cost. What's Apple, like $6?
I don't even know. I just...
Yeah, there's like zero cost really in the grand scheme of things. You'll waste $6 throughout a day. You know, it's a little bit of a walk, but I mean, honestly, walking's good for you anyways.
Yeah.
I will say you're not walking by anything cool though. Like that little V that you have to walk to go get over where you got to go to. There's not really anything over there that I care to look at.
Well, there's... Yeah, because it depends on which way you go. There's, if you go to the Lego store and then continue down that way.
That's how I would go, yeah.
No, but if you go the other way around, then yeah, there's some spots you can go to. They have the anime store that has all the like the pop culture. Yeah, it has all the pop culture stuff.
There's one of those in this mall, and I didn't know it.
Yeah, then there's the...
Box lunch also. Don't come at me.
Yeah, then... Oh, then the Lids locker room, the sports store. Sometimes they have some sales on there.
I don't want to go in any of those stores.
Yeah, I know. I did take a picture of the train store and sent it to you guys.
Yeah, with the Disney 100 train that looks super awesome.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm not like a Disney guy, but it's hard not to. I don't know how you really grow up and don't have some nostalgia for Disney. That's what they get so right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if I would describe myself as not a Disney kid, but I still have nostalgia for Disney.
Right, or there's a specific, you might have like one character.
Yeah, my mom loved Beauty and the Beast. I had it on all the time as a kid. Mm-hmm. I loved Aladdin growing up. I watched it all the time. And then, of course, like, it's hard not to, I mean, I grew up coloring Mickey and Minnie and Daisy and Donald, Goofy. Love the Goof Troop movie.
So I was a Donald Duck and DuckTales and Daffy, I mean, what was the other one from DuckTales, the robot?
Are you talking? Oh my God.
Gizmo Duck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was really into like Donald and that the duck was my guy.
You know, those things help. Even if you're not into them, they're just so they're around.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's definitely nostalgia for Disney. And then because we've been playing Speedstorm so much, it's like, it's front of mind.
Yeah.
So it made me want it. I probably like Disney stuff now more than I did before that. But, super cool. If I didn't have cats, I would love to have like a tree train.
Mm-hmm.
But now my cats would go over there and two-piece it up and it'd be off the tracks.
Right.
Because cats be like that.
Yeah, they do.
They can't allow anything just to be moving.
Yeah, my sister-in-law's got a cat and she has a tree and that thing, it'll jump up in the tree and you have to like try to keep the cat out and yeah, of the Christmas tree.
Cats lay hands on things. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're so curious.
Yeah.
And they never rest or relax. They're always on 100. So if I put a train down, I know there'll be 2 seconds. There'll be cat sitting there staring at it, watching it go around and around. And then 3 minutes after that, it'll be derailed.
Yep. It'll swipe it.
Yep. Just a quick skippity pap and it's off the train, off the tracks.
Yep. All right, let's get into the actual show.
I forgot we were recording.
So what'd you play this week?
Not too much. I played, played a little bit of Rocket League, played Speed Storm, and then I played over on the Xbox. I actually played on the Xbox. I played a little more Grounded. So it had some updates since the last time we played. We forever ago when we played. So me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, jumped in there. And then we also played a game called Party Animals, which is real good. Party Animals is a real silly.
Yeah.
It's like Gang Beasts, but you're animals. Same kind of idea. You're trying to throw each other off. It's very Gang Beasts inspired. It's on the Game Pass. It's fun. It's silly. If you have a couple friends to play with or a friend to play with, it multiple times last night we were almost crying. We were laughing so hard.
Oh, it looks cute too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, the animals look awesome. It's real silly. You knock somebody out, you grab. I mean, it's just like Gang Beast. It controls kind of shitty on purpose. But we played that. It was a good time. What I can't understand is he doesn't like Gang Beast, and it's almost identical to that. But he had a blast playing that. I think he misremembers Gang Beast. I think he's placed this hatred on Gang Beast that is he can't justify because he loved Party Animals.
I don't know. Maybe I could see the similarity to it, but maybe he just didn't like the way it looked.
Maybe the animals are adorable. I mean, I won't. And there's so many of them to unlock and everything. And maybe that's the thing too. The way the unlock is set up, it keeps you wanting to play to get new animals and new outfits for them and things like that.
I like the dog.
Yeah, dude, it's good. He plays as that gorilla.
Hmm.
I switch all the time. I'm like him the way he normally is. I usually get a mane and stick with it, but I've been all over the place and he has been solid gorilla.
Oh, you get outfits for him?
Oh, yeah. You change the color to them, get different outfits. It's fun.
SWAT bunny.
And they've got like a loot box type deal where you've got one of those like redemption machines where you put your tokens in there and then you get a new character comes out of an egg. It's pretty cool. But we played that. And then the only other thing I played was our multiplayer Madness, our new multiplayer game, which it's a friend of the show, Patman's choice this time. And he picked Demio on in VR. It can be played out of it. We all played in it. That was your first time playing Demio.
Yep.
We've played it before. We played stage one. We've only ever made it through stage two. We've never beat stage three. I don't even know if we ever even tried it. So you basically have now played half of what we played. And what were your thoughts on Demio?
It looked cool. It really, really looked nice, especially when Marshall 205 was talking about he zoomed into the face. I was like, oh, you can actually zoom in that far. And I was zooming in and zooming out. And
yeah.
It looks cool. It looks good. Still trying to figure out how to play it. That's why I suck so bad. Like, you guys were so far in advance. I just felt like I don't know what I'm doing.
So I think that was part of it. And I talked about it with friend of the show, Marshall 205. We only made it to the second stage. But what what I don't say is we failed the first stage like 10 times. Because we didn't have any idea what we're doing. And so even though we haven't played in a while, there certainly is a foundation that we have that you don't have.
Yeah.
And you maybe should play that game a little bit in single player. Because I felt like you didn't have fun.
I had fun with you guys. But I didn't have fun playing.
Yeah. And I get it because we know how to play and you don't. Which it's one of those things where I thought it would be pretty quick to pick up how to play, and I think it is, but it's not quick to understand what's going on. Like, there's really not much to the gameplay.
Right, like
pick your thing up, you play a card, but there's a lot to the strategy, which that's the part I didn't think about for pick up and play, is like, what you do has to make sense for us. Because you can screw somebody over by doing the wrong thing.
Right, I had all those cards, I wasn't even using the cards, because I didn't know what to do, when to use them, and that's my mistake by not asking.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll get easier as we go through. I don't think there's anything. You could play back through that first world on your own. There's also like a tutorial, I think, but you did it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did play the tutorial.
Yeah. But you could play back through that first world. It is procedurally generated, so it won't look like ours.
Yeah, I figured it wouldn't.
Yeah, so you can keep playing through that and kind of get your feet underneath you, or even the second one, the Rat King, I think is the second one. That's what I assume we'll play next time, but you could play through that one. They get hard. They get way harder as you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing is we all cycled through all the characters and like we all found the characters that we like the best. You just picked a character.
Yeah.
So you don't have any idea if you like that character or not.
He just looked the coolest and probably the more well-rounded one. So I just picked something that was.
He's actually a really good. Oh, shoot. I got excited. Erection hit the table. He's actually he's a good player because he does a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm.
But he is about stealth, so he should be the first one in, light up a room, and then he should be back out so that everybody else can get there. I mean, he is a scout basically. But we beat it. I thought we did a really good job. It was a pretty clean run, honestly.
Yeah, we almost thought we weren't going to do it on that one level.
And multiple times I thought we weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
Especially because you assholes let me die.
Well, then I died.
So I wanted nothing more than to fail at that point because I get petty.
Yeah.
So do you think it's something that you'll enjoy or do you think you're just along for the ride on this one?
I'll just be along for the ride.
Yeah. They just came out with Demio Battles, which is you set up your board. You get your monsters. You get your people. You set up your whole side of the board and then they set up theirs and you basically go after each other.
Mm.
That just came out. That's interesting. I will say a friend of the show, Pat, or a friend of the show, Marshall 205 did not have fun either, which is weird because he had fun before when we played.
Yeah. And he seemed like he was going straight to like kill everybody.
He did not have fun. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. I had a lot of fun and I think Patman had fun.
Oh yeah.
I like that game a lot, but I'm also a sucker for VR. If you put me in VR, half your work is done.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm 50% good just by putting the headset on.
Yeah, I was looking through the VR store to see if my next game would be a VR game that I could find to play.
Yeah, if you just put me in that world, I'm halfway good already. And I feel like now that everybody is on newer hardware, it's a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to dive into your thoughts about the Quest in a second. But like with the Quest 3 and Demio, I'm actually sitting on my couch. I see my couch. I see everything around me. It's got Demio posters hung up in my house that I can move around and position how I want. I'm looking at a full color version of my living room. It feels like I'm just sitting down on the couch and then I have this awesome table in front of me with everything going on. It's just a really cool experience. And probably we should have explained it, but Demio is like it's like D&D that's happening in front of you. So you have the board and you roll the dice and then the characters and everything, you move, you roll the die, but you move, everything happens. Like it's just neat.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on the Quest now that you've spent a little time with it?
It was good. It felt very PlayStation VR-ish mm-hmm. in some ways. In some ways it didn't.
I think with the Elite Strap, it physically feels like the PSVR on your head.
Believe it or not, I feel like the PSVR feels better.
Yeah, see, I felt like they were very similar to me. They feel similar weighted. They feel similar structure.
I can't get the Quest situated correctly yet. After a couple times I put it on.
Yeah, don't forget, you may want to switch back to one of those other like face pieces too. That may help you get a better feel too. That's just the one that I liked best. I went through several and that's the one I liked best.
Yeah, I'll try a few of the others. I just felt like it wouldn't go in the back of my head the right way.
Yeah. I also have a normal sized head. That could be part of your issue.
Yeah.
You got like an elongated head?
I think I have like an egg-shaped head.
Yeah. I think I do too, though. You're like a little more squared off, I think.
I think it's because of my hair.
Maybe. But
I just couldn't get like back here. And so I would have to adjust it all the time because it was kept on, felt like it was sliding down like on my front.
Crank that thing up and then set the Velcro on top.
I've been trying to get it got better throughout the night.
Yeah, you get it dialed in. Now, is that the only thing you played in VR?
No, I played the like the little demo free games you get like to teach you how to play. It's like a little shooter thing. You can has like a table and you run out and shoot the things and you it
the first steps or first contact or whatever.
Yeah. I basically played that.
Yeah,
I have a coupon I got to use. I got a 25% off coupon on some game, like, but I have to buy a game before it's like the 25th or something like that.
If you use those, I find that they continue to send those to you, and I get them really often. And Howard doesn't get them as often as me. And I know that's because he sucks and because he he's like 60% in on VR, I would say. He acts like he's like 90, but he's like 60% in.
He's talking about Marshall 205. He said his first name.
Oh, yeah. I doxed him.
Yeah.
He needs to commit to VR is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one point that I want to bring up before we move on. Our headsets didn't make it.
Yeah.
Neither one of them, and they were both fully charged, and we both have the extended batteries on the Quest 3. Now, I will say in defense of the Quest 3, it's because we both had AR pass-through on, so the cameras are all on and piecing together our living room.
Yeah, I think that's what happened in my mind. I didn't have it on, but you guys were talking about you could see it, so I turned it on. But then right before it left off, it would say, oh, you are only down like 20%. And I was like, oh, shit, okay.
And there's no reason for you to have it on. I didn't have it on when I played on yours. The pass-through is not as good. You have a black and white pass-through.
Yeah, it's black and white, and you can barely see anything.
Yeah, it's grainy black and white. But on ours, it looks like you're looking – I mean, it's like I'm sitting in my room, but it is like I'm watching a video of my room.
Yeah.
You can tell it's not live, but it's – I mean, it is live, but it feels like it's recorded, like I'm watching a live video.
Mm-hmm.
But I was disappointed. So you're on a Quest 2 with the battery backup. You made it.
Mm-hmm.
Patman is on a PSVR 2, so he's wired. Somehow, friend of the show, Marshall 205, died before I did battery, but we both had to finish the – and we only played the first level. So the first level is three stages, and neither one of us made it. We both had to plug in before we finished.
Yeah.
It's pretty disappointing.
It supposed to have better battery life too?
It does, though. That's the thing. I've played the Pro Era for like a couple hours and had no issues. It had to be because I had that pass-through on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never even got close to running the battery down. So I don't know. Now, have you looked into the Quest Plus at all? They have where you can get free games on there if you pay for the membership.
Yeah, actually, I was going to bring that up as part of our news. So we'll...
Okay, so I'll pump the fucking brakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have for games. You play anything besides that?
Actually, my week was very weak because week. I basically logged in to get the daily stuff on all the games. I didn't really play anything. Besides, I did spend about maybe 2 hours in Fallout 76 to try to get my new house set up with all my stuff before my PlayStation First things ended. So I can get everything in there and set up. And I did download the free game, the free games for the PlayStation. And I'm a big Dragon Ball fan, so I decided to play the Dragon Ball game. Was not a fan of that game at all. I was disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
I got maybe 2 hours in and was disappointed in that game. That's pretty much all I played.
Yeah, I get it. I have weeks like that. I almost just dumped my water out.
Oh, not good.
Like my headphone cord got caught and I pushed it over and it tipped up on its edge, which is usually the moment where I realize I've made a critical error.
Mm-hmm.
But it tipped back down. So today might be a good day.
Yep. All right. So let's go with some news because pretty much that's all I played. All right. We'll go ahead and jump on the Quest news then. I had that pulled up.
Jump on it.
So MetaQuest Plus November, they actually have titles on there. So MetaQuest, we were talking about the Plus is a subscription membership monthly. It's $7.99 a month, and you can pick up, I guess, some games.
The annual price is cheaper also. I think it's like, do you have it in front of you?
I do not have it in front. $59.99 for the year.
Okay, yeah. I was about to say, I didn't pay that much. So it's $60 for the year.
Which is good. If you think about the games, if you get these two games alone.
So last month was Little Cities and a game called Onward, which is like a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Onward on something. So last month probably got close to paying for it with just those two games.
Yeah. So I might have to do this because I wanted to play, since you talked to Pro Era, I thought about doing that too.
Now the second one is out though.
Yeah. I think that's why this one's free.
It is why that one's free, but I will say the second one looks much better than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm trying to say, I'm taking the long way of saying, if you're ever going to play this one, you have to play it first. It'd be like playing Madden 23 and then going and playing Madden 21.
Okay.
You're not going to enjoy that, but they're doing the same thing. So I would say now is the time because you could spend your first month is also free.
Hmm.
So for $0, you could play both those games, which it's Pro Era. And what's the second game?
Angry Birds. VR, oh, yeah, Angry Isle Birds. Of Pigs.
Yeah, I want to play that. I'm excited about that. You get two games. I think both are probably worth playing for $0. And then you roll into the $60 year starting next month.
Which I'm sure they'll have another good game for Christmas.
They've been doing two. I mean, so I could be wrong, but last month was the first month that I saw it. And both of those games, I think one was like a $29 game and the other was like a $20 game. So you got like $50 worth of value in the first month.
And they had Pistol Whip and Pixel Ripper.
That's upsetting. I love Pistol Whip. And that's a game that I don't have over there because I had it on PSVR.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look and see if I can see what... You can keep going. I was going to see if I could see the value, but it may not show me because I own them. You know how the stores like to do.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to see how much Little Cities was cost. Are you in the Oculus store?
Yeah, let's see.
See how much Little Cities is. And it's one I'm super excited about playing because it's like a city builder. Not as complicated as like a City Skylines.
$19.99.
Okay, and then check Onward. I think it's called that. Upward's the Disney movie, right? Onward is the VR game, I think. It's a shooter.
No.
That's not it. I thought that that's what it was called. People are probably really upset right now, screaming at it. Yeah.
Like, what is it? Nothing word.
It's Onward. O-N-W-A-R-D. Got 16,000 reviews.
Oh, here it is.
What's that baby show up as?
$24.99.
Okay. So they gave you $45 in your first month.
Mm-hmm.
Or the first month I had it. Let me rephrase that. That was also my free month. And then this month, they're giving you Angry Birds, All the Pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I like theirs because I can still gift it. It shows me the price because I could gift it to you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's $20. So what did I say? I was at 25 and 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
So 45. Now we're at 65, so we're plus $5 already.
Right.
And then I think it's still $20 for Pro Era, the first one.
No, they have a Demio bundle.
$15. $20. I'm plus $20 in my first month. Because my other one was free.
Mm-hmm. So you have Power Wash Simulator.
Yeah, so I'm already that. So also, I love that you can gift on here because I love the idea that if I really wanted to play a VR game with you or with Howard and you guys didn't want to buy it, I could just buy it for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Or it's like that one when I bought Demio, you can get a discount and get credit for suggestions.
Yeah, so I should have told you that. We do that on everything. He buys it and then he sends me the discount code. And the next time we play a game together, I buy it and I send him the code. So we take turns because one person gets a discount and the other person gets $5 credit. So we take turns doing that to make sure that everybody gets one or the other.
Yeah.
So we should keep that in mind when we got to buy something new to play. But yeah, it's, I'll be interested to see how you feel about it as you play more of it.
Mm-hmm. I did dust off the PlayStation VR and jumped in that and and showing my dad some of the games in there.
The Quest for sure looks better than the PSVR. You don't have that screen door effect as bad.
Yeah.
So hopefully you get the comfort figured out. What else you have for news?
Okay. So next thing, we got some Nintendo. I wanted to go over some stuff real quick. With all the Switch 2 rumors out there, the Nintendo president came out, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name, Shintaro Furukawa.
I tried.
He shut down any Switch 2 rumors, basically saying that the rumors are circulating on the internet. There's, as if they are public information, they are inaccurate.
Nintendo. A patent that came out with that double screen thing.
Yeah.
Set the world ablaze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nintendo demonstrated the new model at an overseas event in the summer, denied the rumors as not true in October. It was revealed that Nintendo has applied a patent for a game with two screens. We applied for the patent on the understand for that information would be made public. Does not mean that would be incorporated into future products as is.
And so it's a double screen device like a DS, but the two screens detach.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the Switch 2 is honestly probably going to look a lot like the Switch. It's just going to be more powerful if I had to guess. Yeah. I mean, with the rise in popularity of like your Steam Decks and your Allies and whatever Lenovo's is called, like those, that design, that form factor is still up to date. I don't see why they don't just take the Switch and just make it more powerful.
Yeah. Especially if you can continue using the same like Joy-Cons.
Yeah, well, they probably won't do that.
Yeah, they'll have to get their money on Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
All right, next thing Super Mario Wonder has sold 4.3 million units in the first 2 weeks, which I think is amazing.
I want that game real bad. But I haven't purchased it because I'm really disappointed that I haven't bothered to even start Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want Wonder, and I think I would play Wonder before I would Zelda, so that sucks too. But
yeah.
I'll end up with it. It'll never go on sale. I mean, it's Nintendo. Target will do the buy two, get one, though, for Black Friday that they always do.
Yeah, that's probably the best time to get if you want to stock up.
Yeah, because there's other things I want that are out, too. The Mario RPG is about to come out, too.
Now, or maybe if someone gets a trade, trades it in, and you might go to GameStop and be able to get, when they do the used buy two, get one free.
Yeah, I don't like GameStop, though.
All right.
Also, Mario RPG may already be out. I don't know. Don't come at me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. All right. Next one, Nintendo confirms Zelda live action movie in the works. And I guess a lot of people are hyped for it.
It's also being made by Sony.
Yeah.
Sony Pictures is doing it, I think. Which is real weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got back in the day beef. Live action, Link has to talk.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
Right. All right. Next one. I'm bringing this up because it's kind of interesting. Nintendo says as of November 7th, has sold over 132.46 million Nintendo Switch systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next article I read said that reveals that there are Nintendo Switch online service has over 38 million paid subscribers.
And that service sucks.
Yeah. So you have 132 million Switches, but only 38 million people are paying to play.
And it's because you don't need to. I mean, I say that for the most part, but you're getting the game catalogs and you're getting like Party Chat, which you have to use through their terrible app. I mean, you're not really getting much for it.
No.
The real benefit, part of Switch's success is no doubt tied to the pandemic. The fact that people were at home and wanted a cheap solution to dip their toes back into video games when they had nothing else to do. And so there certainly would have been drop off there of people that didn't need the online service. But I hope whatever Nintendo does next, that they understand that there were some things that went really right for them to have the level of success they did on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that Wii U sold like dog shit right before.
Right.
And it was doing kind of the same thing.
I think with the Switch, with COVID, the pandemic, and then the Animal Crossing, and then whatever, a couple games coming out really, really helped them out.
Now, I will say this. A lot of the success for Animal Crossing was because of the pandemic. Couldn't have happened to a better game.
Yeah.
I don't care why it happened. I'm so glad that it happens because it means I'll continue to get Animal Crossings. Selfishly, that's a win for me.
Yeah. And also on this, with the 38 million subscribers, if you have like a main Switch and then you have like the Switch Lights or a second, third Switch for your kids, I mean, those are all together.
They're called side piece Switches.
Yeah. So some of the numbers is a little skewed because of that, but not much.
Like a side Switch.
Yeah. Side Switch.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, next one, the Nintendo reveals a Smash Brothers themed Nintendo Switch. They have an all black, which is weird.
They should have called it Murdered Out.
Yeah.
That'd be a little edgy for Nintendo, though. Are you going to pull it up or you want me to guess what it looks like?
Yep. So it's got the, I was trying to read something. Sorry.
You're not sharing the screen.
So they have the blue, oh, I'm not?
You haven't shared this whole time. I've just been guessing at what you're talking about.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. It says I'm sharing.
Yeah, you're not, though.
Hear me. There we go.
No, it's still not happening. This is how everyone feels that listens. I have no idea what you're looking at.
It says I'm sharing the screen.
No, it's just you. It's just your head. Your non-egg-shaped head.
Let me stop it again. Your screen.
Okay, this isn't going to work. Nothing's happening.
Right now?
No, just describe to me in accurate detail what this Switch looks like.
All right, so it's an all-black Switch with the red and blue Joy-Cons.
Okay, I hate it already.
But the blue is on the right side, and I guess before the blue used to be on the left. So now you can actually, if you wanted two, you can have a blue on the right, blue on the left if you buy
this. Here's the problem I have, and it's Nintendo and they shouldn't change anything, is as classy as a Switch could look, when you put the goofy colored Joy-Cons on them, it automatically looks like a kid's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you put the red and the blue or the neon orange and the green, like they just look like kid machines, which is why I had to get that Animal Crossing edition, because it looks classy.
Yeah.
How about the dock? What's it look like?
It's all black.
It sounds okay.
Yeah, just even the the outline of the Switch is just black. There's nothing.
Does it have the logo?
It just has a Switch logo, Nintendo Switch. It
doesn't have the giant Smash Brothers logo?
Nope, does not. I think they missed out on that.
The Joy-Con. Are you looking at the OLED one?
Yes.
The picture I have has black Joy-Cons. Oh, you can't see my camera. I just held mine up like a dumbass.
Right, because you're frozen.
It's a black dock, and then the black screen, obviously, and then the controllers are like a gray color, but they have the Smash Brothers, like those two lines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it has that, but you can get the Super Mario Party Joy-Con controllers.
You Mario Party and Mario and Smash Brothers, you combine two systems.
Yeah.
I like that Smash Brothers one. It does look classy with the gray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy it. I'd like to have the OLED one, but I'm not going to get it.
Are you seeing my screen now? No.
Just,
it keeps on kicking it off.
I've never seen it.
Oh, well. Damn it. It's going to ruin one of my end ones.
This is a good test. This is what the listeners experience.
Mm-hmm.
I will let you know my level of frustration as we go.
Well, then the one thing we're going to have to wait. The one news item. Okay, next news item. PlayStation, the Portal. PlayStation Portal. The remote is coming out. It launches November 15th.
They took my money on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd pre-ordered it. They took my money on Thursday. And I will say, in their defense, they actually sent me an email saying, hey, make sure you still want this because we're going to take the money soon, which I thought was nice. A lot of places don't do that. And then they took my money. So I'll let you know, today is the 12th when we're recording. So by next week, I should have some indication on at least how it feels. Hopefully how it looks.
Yep. Now, are you getting it and Marshall 205?
No, so he has the backbone, which you put your phone in remote play. He doesn't use that, so he doesn't feel like he would use the portal.
Okay.
I'm jazzed up for the portal for things like Speedstorm and things where I have the dailies to complete. I should just be able to jump on there and not really have to put too much effort into being on the PlayStation. That way, when I get on, I can play.
Right.
But like Cult of the Lamb, Dredge, those are games I would have loved to have played on the portal. So perfect for it. I've got 2 Point Campus I've been saving up. I've got the Jurassic World Evolution 2. Like, those games are going to be perfect on the portal.
Yeah, they will. Yeah,
I'm excited to play those. Do you have any interest at all in those?
No.
Yeah. I think that's where most people land. But like, for a use case, like today's Sunday, I'll watch football. It'd be nice to be able to play that off and on throughout the games without turning the TV off.
Now, what about the, are either one of you guys going to get the headset or the earbuds?
I don't think so. I have a lot of luck out of my PlayStation one. My Xbox one makes me want to punch a small child. I have the Turtle Beach. It does not have the dongle, but it just casually disconnects itself, and it pisses me off.
So I use my little Samsung earbuds when I play with you guys, or like the earphones, or I use my PlayStation 4, which I recently bought, like about a month ago. I bought the leather thing that goes over your ears because mine was getting torn up.
I heard really good things about both of these headsets, like really good things, especially those earbuds. People really like them. They're a little expensive for me, though.
Yeah.
If my headset quit, I would look at these as options, not earbuds, but the over-the-ear I would look at as an option, but mine's still going strong.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next one. Let me see. You're not going to be able to tell. Xbox is going to has some new... They're celebrating new Series X with some wraps. You can wrap your Xbox.
Now, this sounds like a vinyl.
Yeah. So it's got this like bluish green camouflage and then a white and gray.
Zero way people don't screw that up.
Yeah.
People be putting over vent covers and everything. People are morons. You have to appeal to the lowest common denominator. And I can tell you that that's not going to work.
Yeah. Then they have also the Starfield.
I love that they're doing wraps. So I think that's cool because you can change your system without changing it. So if you bought that when it came out, you put it on there, or the skins is what gamers like to call them. But you put that on there when you buy it, it stays fresh. And when you're ready to sell, you just peel it off like a brand new.
Yeah.
But most people, I feel like, can't handle putting that on correctly.
No, I would mess it up. I'm not good with that. You should. I struggle with the Lego sticker ones too.
You got to get them lined up right.
I know. I always mess it up. So if you look at like the Lego sets I have, like the stickers on there, usually there's one, it's like just off just a little bit or completely off. And you're like, what the hell? It
ruins the whole thing.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah. I stare at a crooked sticker.
But then when I was younger, I didn't know things, but the water trick is the best thing to do.
Like the water slide it.
Yeah. You squirt a little bit of water on it, move it to the right position and it dries. All right, next one, Xbox users left disappointed as Microsoft rewards suffered another big setback. So they're cutting down on the rewards for you log in and playing games. There's one for like you just log in for one day, you get 50 points, they cut it down to 5.
That's drastic.
Yeah. Now, I know a friend of the show, Dan, Shirtless Dan, he was really big on that for a while.
Yeah, I would be curious to know if he was still big on it and what his thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't much mess with this, but he definitely did, and he was getting a lot of free stuff from it.
Yeah, like I just pulled mine up, and I'm like at 11,000 points total for my whole history, and I maybe get like that's a $10 gift card, and he was buying games left and right. So
I bet I'm not even at that, which is crazy because you don't even have an Xbox.
I have a 360, so that's how old my Xbox is. All right, next one. Let me see. That just is cool. Microsoft adds a feature to help you track games that are leaving Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, so if the game is leaving, hey, you want to play this before it's gone, you need to.
You know, that's a thing like Netflix does, and I don't see any problem with that.
No, I think it's a good idea. All right, and now Rockstar has come out. Uh-oh, I hear Larry.
He's back.
Rockstar has announced that they're going to be releasing the Grand Theft Auto 6 trailer in December.
Mm-hmm.
No, that doesn't do nothing for you.
It does not.
Yeah.
I have 2,578 points.
Oh, damn. You play your Xbox way more than it.
Let's see. For that, I could basically get a pat on the back, a $1.25 gift card. That's about it. There's some League of Legends stuff. If you scroll down, there's some stuff.
I have 11,679.
Yeah, I don't do any of the things that you have to do. You're talking about your points, right? Not your gamer score.
Yeah, no points.
Yeah, my current balance for my rewards is 2,578. I've played one day in a row.
All right, so
I had some stuff to claim. I'm up 29 points, 26, 12. It's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Next one, PlayStation Stars.
Yeah.
You haven't logged. I don't know if you're paying attention to PlayStation or logged into the app. They added to where you can hit start from the main screen instead of having to go into each challenge.
Oh, that's a billion times better. I haven't seen that, but nothing pissed me off like having to click on every single one of them.
Yeah, I noticed it the other day when I logged in on Tuesday. When I logged in, I saw that and I was like, oh shit, this is going to be amazing.
So now, where is it at from the app?
As soon as you open the PlayStation Star app and then you scroll down to all your challenges, it should say whether you need to start it or not as you scroll down.
Oh, yeah, and you start it straight from there.
You start it instead of opening up to see if you even need to start it or not.
Yeah, that is better.
How many points you got there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have that open?
3,002.
I have 4,171.
Yeah.
I was talking to say because I just recently purchased like a couple games on there.
Moves it up quick because I think like Marshall's like a level 9 or something, 10.
Jesus. Well, Mr. Moneybags buys everything.
Yeah, that's what he does.
You're not going to be to see this, but I wanted to show Dead by Daylight as a game we played for Multiplayer Madness last month, and mm-hmm. they added a couple new characters.
I actually saw these on the store.
Okay. Yeah, they added Chucky,
mm-hmm.
The Stranger Things, Demogorgon, and then it added Naughty Bear.
Yeah, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
The Naughty Bear, Return of Naughty Bear gets me a little erect.
Yeah.
Chucky looks good. That game was fun. I mean, there's a world in which I think we could play that game again.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun with it, even though it's kind of repetitive.
Yeah, even though if we just wanted to jump in, just, hey, let's do something different.
That game did a good job. It left the same way it came in. It left really hot. It came in really hot. Week 3 was a little weak, but I really enjoyed it.
Yep. All right. So I wanted to bring up, everyone's favorite episode or time of the show, the last of it, is when we talk about some Lego news. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to show you this. So I was going to tell you I'll go over a couple things. Bricklink is a website that is really, really good. That if you look, Bricklink designer program, you can see these sets are becoming out. And they're like really exclusive. They only make like 5,000 to 10,000 of them. And they're usually collector's item sets. So these are, if you're into Lego collecting, these are some sets I would recommend getting if you want to. The last time I showed you, they had like the little snack shack you said you liked, and then the old train engine.
Yes.
They have some new ones on here. They have an ocean house, a train, which we did go over that. The little mushroom house kind of looks like Mario. They have the
little Smurf vibes to me.
Yeah. And then the Series 3 will be coming out on November 20th. So when this, we're going to miss a couple days of this, but November 3's got a lot of good good ones on there for November 20th. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's for Series 3. So Series 1, if you want to get the Snack Shack or the train or one of the other ones, it is February. What day is it say? So in February 2024, you'll be able to start to pre-order those. You can get two of them total. Any set that has over 3,000 pre-orders will be made, and up to 20,000 sets will be produced. They'll produce them in July, and they'll be ready to ship out 6 months after July. So it's a long-term investment. You buy them in February, they'll charge you, or you basically put a thing on there, and they'll charge you when they send it out.
There are some cool sets.
You looking at them?
Series 3. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 100 and some pages though. So
Modern House is up top. It's pretty cool.
Well, it depends on which. If you log out and go back into it, they change up the order.
Oh, it looks really neat. There's several cool ones. There are 8 pages of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go through everything, but yeah, it's neat. Those sets are fun. Some of those look like shit.
Yeah, I was going to wait till like those sets are released to show you what they look like.
Yeah.
All right. For Lego spenders, Christmas time is always really good. Lego Insider Week is November 18th and 19th. And this is where you get 2 times your points, and then you get a couple gift with purchases. So you get this little VIP Christmas pack, like a poly bag with some that little Christmas items in there, a Christmas tree, some candy, little stars, Christmas presents, a Santa hat, a teddy bear, chicken, turkey, it looks like. Then you also get the tribute to Galileo Galilei. It's a free set that comes, not sure it's going to be worth anything, but if you really like the gift or purchase, that'll be a good one to get. And then for Black Friday weekend, they're having some major, major sales going on. They're talking about maybe up to 2 to 3 to 4 times your points if you buy something, which you spend some money, anywhere from $40 to $120 to $250. And this is usually the time to spend some money on some Black Friday stuff if you want to buy Lego. I know it doesn't do nothing for you, but for some of our fans.
I mean, I like it. I just don't have room for it.
Yeah.
I love Lego. I just can't have it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they always do a Cyber Monday sale. So one of the Thanksgiving weekend is a blanket. They have an exclusive blanket that goes out, and it usually sells around for $50 after that. So if you want to make a little bit of money back, you can do that. All right, well, that's all I had for today.
That's also all that I had for today.
All right, thank you guys for joining us. If you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @game_stitch. And follow me at OFNShow, HOFNSHO. That was episode 564. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.